The tour of Northeastern New York State. It would seem that if there was any place where church order and discipline was called for, it was in the vicinity of Oswego, in the northeastern part of New York. Appointments were made for meetings there on Sabbath and Sunday, February 4 and 5, 1854. Others were to follow at Lorain, Brookfield, and Lincoln. Neither James nor Ellen were well. Her heart pained her constantly, but the needs of the cause seemed to demand this brief swing into the field. They expected that their labor in Oswego would be principally for the church, but they found on arrival that handbills had been circulated through the city advertising lectures on Sabbath and Sunday. Meetings were held in a comfortable hall with 150 present, the Review and Herald, February 14, 1854. The minister who had been caring for the flock, with somewhat less faithfulness than his office demanded, was especially invited to be present. Fortunately, there were but few other than church members who attended the meetings, and James White in somewhat veiled tones reported the Sabbath meeting. The day was spent in plain, close remarks relative to what constitutes a Christian, and our present duty. It was plain to be seen that the church was on the background, and we trust all felt it. Ibid. He attributed the principal causes of the low state of the church to be: first, leading brethren have erred, which has lessened confidence and has had a scattering, saddening influence, and second, brethren have not always taken a scriptural course, relative to little differences of opinion, and little trials arising among them. Ibid.